Mm-hmm. I don't know. Hey. Sí. ¿Sabe el rey?
On TR, mobile.
I'm KN4 TFW.
4 TFW. And 0 TR. Oh, just got back in the car. Just dropped off a letter down here at the post office, which was a waste of time. I had it in our mailbox. They just picked it up and stuck it back in our mail that was coming in and didn't pick it up and mail it. Really efficient mailman.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I'm in a little bit of traffic here, headed to the little lamp dump here to get rid of some trash.
Don't catch your name. I know I've talked to you before.
Yeah, the name's Ken.
Yesterday wasn't Bernice, or day before? Day before yesterday, just up there. Oh, up by the hot dog shop up there on 101.
Yep, that's where I'm headed. I'm at this dreaded three-way stop.
Right. You know what? If the Department of Transportation did anything intelligent, it would be out of character, Ken.
Yeah, whoever thought this one up should be hung up by their toes.
You stop right there in the worst way. And it's just a packed up jam every single day, even on the weekends. But more so, I feel sorry for the people who have to work for a living.
Yeah, if you're headed up through here between 5 and 6, it's like, man, it's backed up past that little old grist mill.
Now, the really bad thing is it actually inhibits the emergency services people, like ambulance and fire wagons and that, from getting through there.
Well, it made it twice as bad at all the other intersections along this road, because now all the cars are evenly spaced out. You know, it used to be there'd be a little pack and there'd be a low and you could pull out from a side street, but now it's hard to pull out from any side street.
It's just incredible. And they've had a lot of wrecks down that area, more so than they ever had. They built over 400 homes out there now, I'm pretty sure, and did nothing for improvements in that respect. I wrote them and asked them, and they responded and said, well, the next thing will be a turn lane, but we don't have the funds for putting a traffic light in. But you know what? I think those people up there that moved in those 400 homes that generate enough revenue to buy a stoplight.
Well, I can remember the day headed out to this landfill where I'd never pass another car.
10 years, and just love it out there where we're at, and we're just, I don't know, a mile back down the highway from where you turn there at the hot dog shop, and then over east some. And it's always been so peaceful and quiet, and little traffic. And where those houses were, there was cattle and horses out there.
Yep, I miss those days. Yeah, we live over there by the Ingles.
That three-way stop there at least made it where you can get out on there easier if there's a traffic jam, but it backs up. They should have, they call it the right of eminent domain, taken that corner over from that filling station while they had time, that gas station there, and put a roundabout there. They wanted to put a roundabout down at the fire department, which was absolute stupidity. People raised Cain about that, but nobody's raised Cain about this idiot thing they did with that three-way stop.
Imagine every time I have to come up here to the little dump.
What you mean? Well, we're going to go home and have some mass consumables, and I think Bernice is going to make burritos today. And I've been out and actually mowed grass today, mostly just to get rid of the rest of the leaves. I've kept up with it quite a bit. I hope that's the last time I have to mow grass.
Yeah, you and me both on that idea. I got to clean up the leaves one more time, but I hope that'll be it. But hopefully this colder weather coming in next week, that'll put an end to it.
Lawnmower in the neighbor's yard. That's cold. But, you know, mine don't do that. They stay put. But I take the leaf blower and blow them up and gather them up at times, and then I mulch them with the riding lawnmower. And it beats me up every time I have to ride on that because I got lower back trouble, but I enjoy it. Don't get me wrong. But it, I noticed today the starlings are coming in, and I hate those suckers.
Listen, bird, I filled up all my bird feeders so that the birds have had something to eat in this colder weather coming up. Than that, but I kind of fixed my bird feeders so that only certain birds can get on it, only the ones that I want.
I throw it out on the ground now instead of the bird feeders. They just tear that up. And what I do is I just toss a M80 out the back window, and they go away pretty quick. They're not really M80s, but they're shaped like them. This is real TRs.
It tears the feathers off of them. KN4TFW.
Snap firecracker. They don't like noise. Up there in Kansas, they used to have propane cannons. And in the fall, they get so bad that they were just messing on everything. And they'd in the mornings and the evenings, they set those propane cannons off.
European starling, there's no, that counts as a nuisance bird, like an English sparrow, and there's no close season on them.
Too many to shoot. So I just throw the firecracker. Wow, we're at that three-way stop now, and oh, they're backed up here to where that guy tents the windows and down the hill, probably 15, 20 cars.
Get through there.
Well, you're heading back home then, I guess, Ken. That sure is nice that they have that dump up there for us. I really appreciate that a lot. Back in Kansas, if you went to the dump with a pickup truck, it was $20. And if you went with a pickup truck and a little trailer behind you, well, that was $40.
A little convenience one is free. Yeah, I'm standing here in line waiting on it right now. I'm next to get in.
Let you go then so you can concentrate there and you have a good day, and we're less than a mile from home. 73 Skin, this is N0TR clear.
I'll catch you another time. KN4TFW.
KO4 BYU monitoring.